Dr. Walter Porter, Hillsville, Virginia. 170-372-87631, Post Office Box 5, ZIP 24343. October 25th, 78. 6:10 p.m. Second attempt for Dr. Walter Porter. Third try for Dr. Walter Porter. 9:45 p.m. Wednesday, October 25th. Dr. Walter Porter, October 26th, 9 p.m. Phone call to Mr. Walter H. Porter in Austinville, 728-9537-1703 is the area code. Attempt to find Dr. Walter Porter. October 26, 78, 9 p.m. Yeah, is this the Walter Porter residence?
Yes, it is.
Is Walter Porter there?
Yes, it is.
Could I speak to him, please?
Hold on, please.
Okay. Mr. Porter?
Yeah.
My name is J.C. Porter, and I'm calling from Marion, Indiana. Yeah, and I'm calling from Marion, Indiana.
Yeah.
I was interested, I've been trying to get a hold with a man called Dr. Walter A. Porter.
Yeah.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah, he's here up here in
the hill. Yeah? He's still alive and everything, isn't he?
Yeah.
I haven't been able to get a hold of him. And he's done a lot of research on the family tree.
Yeah.
And I was down in Grayson County this summer. And I called him and talked to him. And I wrote him a letter, and he was supposed to help me out. He never did get in touch with me, so I was going to try to get in touch with him.
Yeah. Well, now, he's split up.
Yeah.
And I don't know. He may be claimed his old forgetful
man. He is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that could be the...
got your letter and just forgot about it.
Yeah. That could be it.
Yeah.
He's up about 70, isn't he?
Yeah, somewhere around that.
Is he in pretty good health other than that?
Yeah, as far as I know, he is.
Hmm. Do you know anything about the Porters?
No, he told me a little bit, but nothing myself I know.
Are you related to him?
Yeah, we're just some cousins.
Yeah. Yeah, mine came from... They moved from Grayson County to... Kentucky right after the Civil War.
Yeah.
And my third great grandfather did.
What was his name?
His name was Andrew Porter.
Andrew, well, his name is Walter Andrew.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, this guy was born back in 1822.
Yeah.
And I guess he was illegitimate. He took his mother's name. I guess his mother was a Porter. I don't know who his father was.
Yeah.
And so I'm having a lot of trouble with that. And
well, wait just a minute. I'll give you his phone number.
Well, I've got his phone number.
Oh.
And I've tried to get a hold of him the past couple nights and last week, and I couldn't. Do you know where he spends his evenings or anything?
No, I don't. He's in a Mason Lodge. He could be there. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he ought to be around home, Sam.
Yeah, I just tried to call him a few minutes ago, and he wasn't home.
You keep on, you'll get him left these dogs coming on the trip.
Yeah, he might be on some kind of vacation. Is he married?
Yeah.
Is he married?
Yeah, he's got two kids.
Is his wife living now?
Yeah, as far as I know, she is.
How far do you live from him?
About 7 miles.
I didn't know how far it was when they said Austinville. I didn't have any idea. I've never been over in that area.
There's a bunch of forces in around Austin.
There is?
Yeah.
How far, what county are you in?
Carroll.
What's that?
Carroll.
Carroll County?
Yeah.
How far is that from Grayson County? They're right next to each other.
Yeah.
Well, that's just what I wanted to find out. Is he still around there and all that?
Yeah. Well, now, if you get a hold of him, he could tell you about.
Yeah, I imagine he could. He seemed like he knew what he was talking about when I talked to him before.
He's done a lot of research on him.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm according to other...
Attempt for Dr. Walter A. Porter, 10 p.m., August 26, 78. 1703-728-7631, Hillsville, Virginia. Zip 24343, Post Office Box 5. Sunday the 28th, I believe, of October. 3 p.m. November 8th, 1978, phone call to Dr. Walter Porter. I reached his wife earlier this evening. Calling again. Dr. Porter?
This is he.
Yeah, this is J.C. Porter in Marion, Indiana.
Yeah, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Oh, fair to Midland.
Fair to Midland, huh?
Yeah, I've been away from home for 3 weeks. Got home last night.
Yeah?
And, covered up again.
Covered up?
Yeah, with correspondence. I'm president of the Virginia Society of Sons of the American Revolution.
Oh, you are?
In Virginia. I'm also on the Board of Trustees of the National.
Yeah.
And I was Surgeon General of the National Society last year. I went out of that in May. And I'm having a tremendous amount of travel and correspondence and connection with work, and that's one reason you haven't heard anything from me.
Yeah, sounds like you're keeping pretty busy.
Now, the only thing I have for you, I do have Levi's marriage.
Levi Porter?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was married the 4th of January, 1863, to Elizabeth Rundy.
Rundy?
Rundy, L as in Lawrence.
L-U-N-D-Y?
L-U-N-D-Y.
Okay.
Rundy. And he was married by Hiram Higgins, Justice of the Peace, and they got their license at Sparta, North Carolina.
In Sparta, huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
And you made some reference that probably Andrew, Levi's father, might have gone out of state.
Yeah.
So far, I haven't been able to find it in Sparta.
Yeah.
And that's the only place I've had an opportunity to look since I got to live.
That's the county seat of the county just down there in North Carolina, right?
Yeah, right across from Grayson County.
Yeah.
Yeah. And John, the one you mentioned in your letter, was he the one, the youngest, was born in Kentucky?
John C. Porter was born 1862 there in Grayson County. Then they had a daughter, their 11th child was born in Kentucky.
That was Emma?
Yeah. You want a list of their children?
Emma. Emma was born in Grayson County.
No. Did you find an Emma?
Yeah, Yes, sir. I found the first record.
What did it say?
It said, born the 1st of March, 1864.
It did?
Yes.
Let me... 1st of March...
1864.
And that's Carol,
Grayson County,
birth record. To Andrew and Lucy Porter, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's strange. Let me look at my family group chart here of them. That, for some place, I found that she was born in Kentucky. They're in Elliott County, Kentucky, which is right next to Carter County, Kentucky, where we're from.
Yeah. Well,
it was on her marriage record. It says she was born in Elliott County, Kentucky.
Is that right?
Yeah. And it said she was born in 1860.
Next time I go back to Independence, see, I missed my SCR meet, which meant this past Friday.
Yeah.
So I didn't get up there, but I didn't realize there were questions about this. Anyway, I'll check it and see about the parentage. I might be in error there.
That's strange. It says she was born 1869 in Elliott County, Kentucky. Could there have been maybe one Emma and she died and they named their next daughter Emma after the first one? Is that possible, or?
Well, it's possible, yeah.
Yeah,
those two things, that would be the only few things that I have, what you gave me.
Yeah. Would you like a list of all of his children?
Well, I think I have them. Levi, Jane, Elizabeth, Martha, M. Emma, and John.
Yeah, did you get that out of the census?
Yeah, I got it out of the census.
Which census did you get that from, 1870?
1860.
Grayson County.
Grayson County.
Yeah, okay.
And, Emma's not in that, neither is John.
Yeah, right.
John came from you, and I think you mentioned Emma, perhaps, and I checked in Grayson, and that's what I found.
I found Cena Porter, her birth record there in Grayson County.
Yeah, Cena was 7 years old. She was born about 53.
Yeah, April 15, 1853.
April 15, 1853.
Yeah. Alexander was my great great grandfather. He was born January 29, 1955.
Give me Cena's birth date again.
Cena was born April 15, 1853.
Okay. Alexander was Cena's brother.
Yeah.
Was your
great-great-grandfather.
Great-great-grandfather.
And he was born January 29th of 55.
Okay.
Yeah, that's real strange.
Well, I'll check it again, and first chance I have, I won't be up there. I don't know about the 1st of December, what my calendar will show. I've got a world of correspondence here. meeting date.
Yeah.
I did check back when I got your letter to see if Andrew that's born in Wythe County probably illegitimate, to see if I could place any, you know, tie it in anywhere that I had any questions, but so far I can't.
You can't trace him in any place, huh?
No, can't get back of Andrew.
Yeah, they say that he wasn't raised by his parents, and then somebody said they heard he was illegitimate, and they said he worked during the summer and went to winter school or something.
Yeah, you gave me all that information.
Oh, okay.
In your letter.
I also found Levi Porter. He served in the Civil War. He was a Confederate, and he went in 1863 or something like that, and he was captured at the Battle of Winchester.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to Richmond either Friday night or Saturday morning.
Oh, you are?
And I'll look in the Confederate records there and see if I see any records of Andrew and Levi.
Hey, I'd appreciate that. I've sent to the National Archives. Would you like me to give you the regiment and everything?
Yes, if you give me the regiment, that's all I need.
Okay, hold on just a second, okay? I know this is the right Levi. The family said that Andrew was in it for a while, then Levi took his place.
Yeah.
And so I found an Andrew and Levi that were in the same regiment, and I figured that was it. It said, Andrew J. Porter, the 22nd Virginia Cavalry.
22nd
Yeah, and that's Bowen's regiment, the Mounted Rifleman. Yeah, and it said Andrew J. Porter.
Andrew J.
And he was a private. And let's see, he was enlisted December 1st, 1862 at Russell County.
In where?
Russell County.
From Russell County.
Yeah, that's where he enlisted.
Uh-huh.
And then on remarks it says he was AWOL.
Uh-huh. Well, a lot of them were.
Okay.
Go home, you know, and plant a crop.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. Then on Levi, he enlisted May 1st, 1864 at Westville.
Okay, I'll see what I can find.
Okay, then he was captured at the Battle of Winchester. Would you like that? And
no, that won't be necessary.
Okay, and he was, well, he was kept at Harper's Ferry. That's where they imprisoned him. Oh, well, okay.
So, as I find anything, I'll let you know. And I appreciate your picture, and I'll send you one of mine one of these days.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from you sometime.
Yeah.
I was trying to think if there's anything else. I don't think there is.
Are you in school this year?
I'm taking some night classes at Indiana University Extension over here in the next town, about 30 miles away, and I'm working full-time as a draftsman at Dana Corporation.
Oh.
And my night classes are in engineering.
Yeah, well, keep on bearing down on the breezer.
I thought of one other thing. Have you ever ran across a record of a Nancy J. Porter? She'd have been born about 1850.
Nancy J.
Yeah. I ran across.
She was a Porter?
Yeah, in the 1880 Carter County, Kentucky census, Andrew was living alone. You know, Lucy died in 1879. And John and Emma live there, but then there's also a Nancy J, and she's 30 years old in 1880, but it doesn't state what her relation is. And I don't know who she is.
Well, offhand, I gave the call, and of the Porters, I don't have an index yet.
Yeah. Oh, I got another good question. Have you heard of the Bumgardners?
Oh, yeah, I've known some in Westville.
Yeah? Well, is it possible they could have all went on a wagon train to Kentucky together? Because Steve Porter married a Bumgardner.
Yeah.
And they were from Virginia. And her father's name was Granville Bumgardner.
You know what Stephen's middle name was?
Stephen L. is all I know.
Yeah, that's all I know.
I know where they're all buried at.
The reason I was asking that, one set of Porters, they had a lot of Stephen Lawson.
Yeah.
Stephen Hugh Lawson. Stephen Porter, that is. And also Lindsay. Andrew Lindsay Porter. And they that tribe got their middle name from maybe a great aunt's husband.
Yeah.
Great aunt married a Lindsay in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So, I just wanted to show that we knew that middle name. It might give us a clue, you know.
I don't know. I could probably find out, maybe.
Well, if you can, it might be interesting.
I know he married, it might be in the records there, he married Emily F. Bumgardner.
In Westville?
Emily F. Bumgardner. I imagine they were married in Grayson County. No, they'd probably been married in Kentucky, I imagine.
I expect so. I've just about exhausted all the marriages. Well, I have.
Yeah.
Exhausted all the marriages in Grayson and Wiss.
You never found one for Jane Porter, born 1847?
Not that I recall, no.
Yeah, I don't know who she married. They sold out February of 1866. They sold their last two properties then. And they bought land in Carter County, Kentucky in 1867, December, August or December. And what was it like there in Grayson County right after the war there?
Well, I really don't know. I haven't studied the history and sociology that close.
Yeah, I was reading some books, and it looked like it would have been a pretty rough time for them since they were Confederates. And
well, it was, you know.
I think I'd have left, too.
Well, because they were Confederates, their lot wouldn't have been improved very much, I don't believe.
Yeah.
So they had it rough, so I've hurt my half-brother's grandmother.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Bleak.
Yeah, it sounded like it was. Oh, did I tell you I found Andrew Porter was bonded as a minister?
Yes, you did.
And it was in one of those great big bond books, I think it's called.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever look for that?
No,
or?
I never had.
If you wanted to, it was in the, there in the Grayson County Courthouse, it was in the very corner of the bottom shelf, a great big thick book.
Yeah.
1865, I think it was.
Well, I'll...
It was indexed in the back, handwritten in.
I'll look that up. There are a few more things up there in the Whisk County Courthouse that I'm going to look through. I'm almost finished all the order books in Whisk County.
Yeah. Were the cornets from Whisk County, or do you have any idea?
No, I think mostly from Grayson.
Yeah, I know I talked to some of the cornet descendants, and they took me farther back with them. She was the daughter of William Cornet.
But, Lucy was?
Yeah, lived on Elk Creek there. Her brothers were Alexander and Levi Cornett.
Yeah, there's a lot of them lived in that Elk Creek section.
Yeah.
Of course, that was originally West County, you know, for a few years.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Before Grayson was formed, it was West.
When was Grayson formed?
1793, I believe it was.
Oh, that far back, 1793.
Yeah. 92 or 3, somewhere right along there, and then West was formed in about 89.
1789?
1789.
It was formed from Montgomery. And Montgomery from
Sincastle. Sincastle one time incorporated all this country out through here up in your neck of the woods too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Corp in Indiana, or you mean Kentucky there? Yeah, well, yes, I think so. Even as far back as Wisconsin. The old Orange County, and Augusta County, and Pencastle County.
Yeah.
All these counties split off, you know, from the ones I named previously.
Yeah.
Of course, Pencastle was only in existence for 4 years.
Yeah.
And the Pencastle County Courthouse was over at Austinville, which is just very close to between Hillsville and Whiffville.
Oh, yeah. But they have a lot of old records there, don't they?
Well, those records are all in Christiansburg, in Montgomery County now.
Oh.
And any records that they had at that time, in 1776, they were moved. Then Castle County was split into Montgomery County, Washington County, and Kentucky County. And Kentucky County comprised most of what Kentucky is today.
Yeah.
Except down, I think, southwest corner down there. There's the territory they got from those places.
Huh.
Anyway, that's the way it's divided up in 1776.
Yeah.
And those records, they existed for 4 years, or Christiansburg, which is now the county seat of Montgomery County.
Yeah? Huh.
So it's pretty hard to trace some of these things, you know.
Yeah, I imagine.
They're moving, they're destroying, all that sort of thing. But as I come up on anything, I'll let you know.
Okay, don't forget about that Nancy Porter, born in 1850.
Okay, yes, I'll look about that.
That might be an interesting clue. Maybe she was a nephew of Andrew or something. I mean, a niece of Andrew.
Yeah.
Maybe,
all
I don't
right,
know.
I'll look about that.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling. I'm glad to talk to you anytime.
Well, same here. Maybe I get to meet you next summer.
Well, I hope so.
Might be out that way.
Okay.
Well, keep in touch with me.
Always.